Okay, next point is strategies for successful model management. Now, for successfully managing the business in logical and appropriate manner, there are many strategies every company tries to attempt in a logical and appropriate format. One of the first strategy to adapt in logical manner is called as empowering strategies. It is not about creating strategies, but also empowering strategies in a logical format for business to progressively grow and develop. The first way to empower strategies is called as implementing agile management techniques. Now, what do you mean by agile management techniques? Meaning, making sure don't wait. Agile means basically smooth. Implementing smooth management techniques. One such way to do is make sure we break down projects into similar, smaller tasks, iterate, and respond swiftly to customer feedback. One of the craziest way to empower strategies is to understand what customer needs and wants are. And based on that, we make swift changes as per customer's requirement and making sure that business can be navigating in a larger and important way. Mind you guys, there's a small information to share with everyone. We all know in business, who is the king? Customer is the king. However, how many of us knows that what customer wants, customer really knows about it? Customer doesn't know what it wants. Customer only knows to explore. In that explore, whatever we offer, it appeals to him, he will buy. However, its feedback is very, 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 very crucial. And thereby making sure in modern management era, we need to implement agile management techniques, which means swiftly apply whatever customer's feedback is and accordingly navigate them as per the requirement. Second important tactic to utilize in empowering strategies is data-driven decision-making, wherein harnessing AI and data for precise bias-free decisions and assessing strategy outcomes is very, 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 very important. Now, data-driven decision-making is all about making sure that making sure that whatever tools available in form of artificial intelligence and data, make sure that it is not going to give us biased answer. But data-driven decision-making will be more based upon understanding the pattern and giving us the outcome in form of what we are looking forward to growth and development. So making sure that AI and data for precise bias-free decisions and assessing strategy outcomes would be helpful for data-driven decision-making. Otherwise, my likes versus what your likes would be instrumentally not available for gathering and navigating the business as well. That is why strategies for successful modern management, we need to have data-driven decision-making, which will help us to navigate the business effectively as well. Many a times, we also need to facilitate collaborative leadership while leveraging AI tools to identify collaboration opportunities and prioritize customer-centric strategies become instrumental. So we use artificial intelligence as a tool to understand and collaborate opportunities. We have lots and lots and lots of opportunities available in the market. However, if we are not able to identify those opportunities and collaborate and prioritize customer-centric strategies. Customer-centric strategies are more towards making sure what customer needs and wants are justified in form of prioritizing their requirement. With the help of AI tools, we are able to understand the customers more better and more impactful in the business world. One such example has been for companies like example, Swiggy. Now, Swiggy probably and Zomato, which are food aggregator apps, they are able to understand what customer needs and wants in the evenings would be. So around 6:37, as per your habit and pattern of eating food, they'll keep doing tinkle or messaging you guys to tell you that this is what basically we will be able to offer you in logical and appropriate manner, thereby making sure they are able to identify collaboration opportunities and prioritize customer-centric strategies as well. So companies have been collaborating the leadership facilities in logical manner and developing the outlook in effective and appropriate manner. Next, similarly, is committing to continuous learning. Staying updated with latest developments for informed decision is instrumental in form of how they can navigate the business. So many times staying updated with latest developments for informed decision making is very, very crucial and very, very important. Every company which really wants to make sure they are able to move the business to next level needs to stay updated with latest developments. And these latest developments for informed decision making needs to be making sure how can they offer the product and services in the market. So every time the customer gives feedback in form of what they believe according to them, it is appropriate, needs to be updated, and also bring them latest developments for informed decision making as well. However, one food for thought, customers are various in numbers. Every time customer gives an impact or a suggestion or a feedback, will you change? Answer to this question is we would change, but not drastically or full away, trying to satisfy one A or B, C or D customers. However, when larger ecosystem in the customer faces the same kind of situational challenge, only then the outcome will be more productive or more appropriate in nature. So these are few tools we will utilize in a logical format as well. The next important aspect of digital new invention age is more about importance of EI, which is also called as EQ, emotional intelligence or emotional quotient in leadership. It is observed that business has been more automated, business has been more mechanical, business has been more system oriented. However, systems, businesses, automation is going to facilitate the requirement of the people around us. Machines are made by people, or people are made by machine. Normally it is people makes machine, right? However, today we behave as if everything is being made by machines only. However, to make sure that in modern era there is no replacement of people and we don't take for granted people and its management, it is going to be important to utilize emotional intelligence in leadership arena as well. That's where the connect will happen. Otherwise, everything is going to be automated and machine oriented. So fostering inclusive working environment is what in modern trends, or you can say in today's era, is what companies are looking forward to. You all will believe, years ago when we were working in the offices or companies, and now we are working in offices and companies, there has been a huge gap or huge change in the way how we perform. And that is where it is going to be instrumental for companies to realizing the importance of emotional intelligence and emotional quotient in leadership. First is emotional intelligence training. It is very, very, very important that the employees and people in the office feels connected. They would want to stay with the company for long, long, long period of time. That is where emotional intelligence training will play an instrumental role. Investing in programs and workshops to develop essential skills at all levels of organization is instrumental. Here, the emotional intelligence is not just about the employees with the company, but also employees and their customers as well, or probably employees and their team members as well. So emotional intelligence and emotional quotient plays a very important role. In companies today where we see employees change companies as if they are changing the wrapper of a packet of food product, moving from A company to B company, that is where trust loyalty becomes a big challenge. That is why the top management and top leadership needs to build up an emotional quotient and emotional intelligence in business to have a continuous and progressive growth and development. We also have supportive and inclusive culture. Creating an environment that not only values empathy, self-awareness, but also effective communication is very, very important in today's era. So making sure in modern management, where despite of having absolute technology in place, we'll also need to have supportive and inclusive culture, where the environment is moreover giving importance to empathy than sympathy. Having self-awareness instead of self-check, and having effective communication to against just giving important, you can say, bossing around or giving information with a lot of force. That will help business to manage the business for a long, long, long period of time as well. Well, like it said, every coin is two sides. If modern management brings in lots of advantages in form of doing the work more faster, quicker and appropriate, it also do give us a lot of challenges, a lot of, you can say, issues, problems, and situational arena where it is difficult for businesses to navigate to next level. So let's see what are the challenges in modern management. First is navigating modern challenges. The first is remote work and virtual teams. So this is one of the biggest challenge which in modern management we observe, that we have never met. If we have never met, how can we bond around? Last time, when did we meet each other? In virtual team spaces, we have been in some place, you are in some place, I am in some place with camera. Sometimes we may look at each other, sometimes we may not look at each other. Sometimes body language is also appropriate, and maybe the way we connect is a big challenge. So remote work and virtual teams, overcoming challenges and maintaining productivity and engagement in a digital era is one of the biggest challenge in modern management, which every company is going through, navigating it by building up in form of emotional intelligence, probably working in teamwork, creating a lot of workshops and creating a lot of avenues where we can develop a cohesive and holistic relationship. We'll help people, though sitting poles apart, connect each other and feel like a bond as well. Many companies are facing these issues and challenges today. However, with logical and creative bit, they would be able to manage the business in an effective way. Another challenge in modern management is addressing rapid technological change. We all know technology is fading faster than time. And that is where adapting to new technologies and equipping the workforce with necessary digital skills is very, very challenging. Because what we learned yesterday becomes outdated today. Today, what we are doing is going to tomorrow get wasted, or you can say phased out very easily. So here, the importance is not about the kind of work, but the importance is the method of work. The kind of work will keep changing regularly. However, once we know the method, or rather you can say the process, automatically the results will be outstanding. That is why we always say in business, focus on processes instead of result. Focus on the methods which we are going to do, then the outcome which we are looking forward to. So this is where challenges in modern management makes sure things become instrumental and challenging to navigate. Next, similarly, is a very interesting and crazy kind of concept as well. But before I go ahead to the next part, let me hear from Deepak. Hi, Deepak. Deepak, great to have you with us for today's session. If you can tell me, what do you understand by this term called as exploring new management frontiers? What is the first thing that comes up to your mind when we talk about new management frontiers? Also means, what are the new development in management arena which you believe are interesting and important to identify and navigate? Yes, Deepak, go ahead. Superb. Okay. Outstanding. So what you have presented is a case about in new management arena, depending upon how the businesses are going through, according to you rightly mentioned, there is data which is very important. Next, you mentioned that the company having an outlook for growth. Very good. And third, you mentioned that there is everything about digital, digital and digital. But I have a counter question to you, Deepak, that is, as companies keep evolving, as company keeps progressing, and as companies grow to a larger level as well, how does businesses navigate the digital arena in the business world, for which it is going to be instrumental to focus on not just the outcome, but the process? That is where avenues for innovation evolve. One such new management frontiers in today's era is exploring to focus on digital strategy. Every company crafting and executing strategies leverage emerging technologies like AI and blockchain in today's era. We have seen a lot of things on AI. Today, though, we have got generative AI in form of OpenAI, also called as ChatGPT, and blockchain technology helping to make our work not only more easier, quicker, but also seamless in form of outcome which has to be given. Another innovation avenue for innovation for new management frontiers has been data analytics. Now, indulging or deriving insights to inform strategic decisions and drive organizational performance with back-end statistical tools where data are analyzed in billions and billions of files and facets available for the customers is instrumental for navigating and coming to a right decision for deciding and figuring it out that should this be happen or should this not be happen. In a traditional times, years ago, when companies had to launch, I'll give an example. Years ago, when Hindustan Unilever Limited wanted to launch a new soap, the idea was based on instincts of the managers and probably feedback from some kinds of sales staff and probably some customers in their surrounding or some research which was done. However, now these all things have shifted from what feedback they were given, instead understanding the pattern of what thinking of the consumers have been. That is only possible to engage and arrive with the help of analytics in form of data what we do. That is what has been an instrumental role of engaging management in new frontiers. Similarly, another avenue for innovation is cyber security. As we all know, there has been a lot of challenges in cyber world, or you can say digital space and digital world. Mitigating risks and ensuring robust cyber security measures in digital landscape. So companies have been putting extraordinary efforts to make sure we can have cyber security. Cyber security is one of the crucial elements in today's era, where new management frontiers keeps figuring it out, new techniques, new tactics, new avenues to navigate and explore the methodologies utilization for figuring it out, the avenues for development in form of innovation as well. So that's where cyber security plays an instrumental role for growth and development as well. The next element is called as navigating ethical considerations in digital age. Now, ethical considerations. Ethical ethics is very, very crucial for any business. It is said ethical or ethics is more about the subconscious or consciousness of an individual. And navigating ethical considerations in digital age is very, 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 very crucial for every company. It is only possible when we have holistic development of the employees. So developing a code of ethics, guiding ethical decision making regarding digital technologies is the first step towards driving ethical change. Guiding the ethical decision making wherein what is correct, what is incorrect in form of not just morally, but from holistic aspect of the business is very instrumental. Second, training employee. Providing mandatory training on ethical considerations associated with digital technologies. It is important that employees are trained, employees are navigated, employees are molded, employees are encouraged, employees are given continuous understanding of making sure that ethically what is correct and ethically which place we need to upgrade ourselves is instrumental for continuous growth and development as well. Another aspect of navigating ethical consideration is transparency implementation. Ensuring transparency in the use of digital technologies to build trust and accountability is very, very, very important and crucial in digital age and space as well. That is where during this digital age, how do we navigate transparency? How do we figuring it out that there is going to be absolute clarity of what digital technologies are and how can we build trust and accountability will play an instrumental role for making sure business are being functional, effective and predominantly logically as well. So today, navigating ethical consideration in digital age, these three elements are very, very important for companies to remember. First call is developing a code of ethics. Second, which is called as training the employees. And very, very important is transparency implementation in logical and effective ways as well. While last but not the least is the future of management in digital era. The future, where do we see now in digital era management going towards? So first is we will shape modern management in a very different format, where it is going to be more flexible work arrangements. Predicted prevalence of remote work and freelancing, also called as gig professionals, will be instrumental to observe and experience. So modern management is going to change the way how it has been functioning and prevalence in form of what people are doing and moving from remote workspaces to freelancing and bringing business to a next level outcome. Similarly, next generation management tools wherein harnessing emerging technologies like AI, ML, which is called as machine learning for real time, data-driven decision-making, innovation, IoT, internet over things, probably we have robotics and many other avenues, solar understanding, solar power. And this is where digital era of future of management is going to go towards. So next generation management tools will be more inclusive in form of technology and understanding how technology could harness decision-making in form of helping business to navigate the industry, company and outcome in a logical and effective ways as well. So this is how the whole era of generating the business to next level would be. So well, with this, we conclude today's chapter as well. And I hope you had an absolute fantastic time to learning this particular subject as well and chapter as well. I am highly grateful to each one of you for joining me for today's session. Wish you all the best and have an absolutely fantastic time. Thank you so much and God bless us. Thank you.